Our top story is the federal government has put the spotlight back on tax reform with the release of a discussion paper. The document canvasses broadening and increasing the GST and warns of the dangers of bracket creep. It says Australia is far too reliant on income and company taxes, but the Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told us earlier the government has no plans to lift the GST rate.
You would need a broad political consensus to get any change to the GST. That would involve the support of all the states and territories. As you know, they're Labor states. As you know, the Labor Party's not coming to the table.
Queensland's minority Labor government is on shaky ground this morning. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has sacked one of her MPs for failing to disclose his criminal record. But the member for Cook, Billy Gordon, is resisting the Premier's call for him to resign from Parliament. Australia is celebrating its fifth World Cup win. The home side defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets at last night's final at the MCG. Captain Michael Clarke top scored with 74 runs in his last one-day international. And finally, a tour guide who helped save trekkers from a violent attack in Papua New Guinea is among scores of Australians being recognised for their bravery today. Christy King was leading the group when it was attacked by men armed with guns and machetes on the Black Cat track in 2013. She's one of 77 Australians who'll receive bravery awards today.